Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Red Pill Tamales. RPT, baby. It's your boy Chingo Bling. We got that boy Juan Perez in the building.
What's up, what's up?
No Blazer on today, but the C4s are definitely in the motherfucking building.
Yeah, it's late.
Guess
at night.
What? Guess what I'm sipping on, Big Dot?
Some red pill blend.
Red pill blend, boy, with some ice, and I put a little bit of that chocolate milk in there, boy.
Both of us shouldn't be drinking any of this. It's like what? It's late at night.
Yeah, I fell asleep in the parent pickup line, going to get my kid. But yeah, man, we got to find.
That's going to be the next song. Falling asleep in the pickup line.
I'm in the pickup line dozing off.
That's a new rap coming.
What rhymes with dozing? Speaking of new raps, we just dropped a music video, man. Thank everybody who shared it, man. I appreciate all the comments, all the views. I'm just not used to it, man. I was on there pressing refresh. And, you know, we don't drop music videos every day. So I was excited to see that people were excited. So if you're trying to show some love to your boy, man, because y'all see how hard we working. You know, if you can't attend a show, you can't get no merch or nothing like that. Just share, man. Just share the content. Whatever it is you like, whatever it is you see, because we're just trying to reach as many people, make as many people laugh and just entertain folks.
If you find it funny, if you like what you see and stuff like that, just share it. That's all we're asking.
That's it, man.
Word of mouth, baby.
It don't cost you nothing, Big Guy. But yeah, man. Shit, having a great day, man. Do I still have like this... a cut, like a burn, like a choke.
Is it red? It's a little red. Like, it's light red. It was light red. Goddamn.
Yeah, I went to class, man. So it was a whole lot of choking going on. And I spoke to Chris Perez. We talked about jujitsu for a little while. We got to talking about that. Did you know he did jujitsu, bro?
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that until you told me.
Yeah. He's a blue belt.
He's real modest about it or something.
I told him on the phone. I was like, hey, bro, when y'all gave me a ride that one time from Odessa to Austin, I was like, we're stopping at gas stations and, you know, people. I was like, dude, I was watching your back, but come to find out, you higher belt than me. So I was like, nah, this fool good. I had no idea you could hold your own, bro. No offense. But yeah, man, let's get into these videos, man. This is a real dope video, man. Jay-Z tells a story about going on tour and having to go on after DMX.
My fondest memory of DMX is he improved my stage show. Remember, rap tours wasn't going out at that time. There's no rap tours before. Right. Maybe the Fresh Fest in the 80s or sometime, yeah, but there's not rap, like, yes, shows. Me, DMX, Method Man, Redman, Chai, The Lox, this tour is packed. First night, 360 sold out. Everyone has a great show. Meth and Red are flying in the audience. Right. They're incredible performers. Everyone's destroying it. So X is about to go on, and I'm like, you know, I want to see. I got like
X is before you.
Yes. X is going before me. The lights are up. He's in the hallway. It goes doom doom. Oh. Yeah. And now the arena's shaking, and I'm like, this is cool. And then it goes doom doom. And then he goes, and the fucking arena goes crazy. First of all, deafening. And I'm like, oh shit. He's running. back and forth. He has a thing like an Alizé and Hennessy mix. It looks like blood. Like he's drinking blood, right? And he's running back and forth. One, two. Here we go, one, two. And going halfway through the show, then he takes his shirt off. And the girls are screaming.
And the chain, the dog chain.
Yeah, the dog chain is tripping and he's going nuts, right? And I'm like, shit. This is halfway through. Now first the guys are going crazy. Now the girls are going crazy. And then he gets to the end and he starts a prayer.
Oh my God.
And now they're crying. Yeah. The whole arena is crying. They're crying tears. And I'm like, they're like, hey, now you go. And I had Hard Knock Life on, so it was like, it's a hard knock life. Put your hands up, people. Everybody finished the show tonight. Everybody's happy, by the way. And I was like, we got 56 dates of this shit? And I was like, but I had to figure, I'm like, okay, I have to figure out my space in this.
Yes.
You know, I have to figure out where do I exist? And I was like, in my opinion, in my mind, this is what I believe. I was like, he can't rap better than me. So on that tour was the most acapellas ever. Everything was cut the music off. I'm the Duke of Duke of Duke.
That was an epic tour. They don't do tours like that anymore. I mean, they had everybody on that tour. Dude, I don't think I attended that, unfortunately.
You sounded like you did, though. When he was showing you the video, you're like, oh, yeah. And then this is what happened. He, like, recalled the whole thing.
Well, I was a huge fan of all those dudes. So, like, I remember, I think they did, like, a soundtrack. They had DJ Clue on the road with them. They were dropping so much music at that time. And then, like Jay-Z mentioned, DMX dropped, like, 2 number one albums in the same year. I bought both.
Was that the one where he was, like, on that Romeo Must Die or something with Jet Li?
That was after. That was after, in my opinion. DMX is amazing, bro. And that's how badass he is that Jay-Z was, like, I have to adjust my show because he was like, this dude is praying. He got them crying. He's doing the Rough Rider anthem. He's coming out barking. Like, he's using the element of surprise. He's taking the shirt off. Were you there, man, when we would sit there and watch DMX live at Woodstock?
Yeah, you showed me a few times.
I think I watched that footage before I went on stage in Pearsall.
Pearsall.
And Pearsall, because I was just inspired by all that. I think
you went up to a DMX song.
I probably did.
You did. You asked for it to change at the last second. I had to run up to the
DMX is amazing, bro.
Was that when he passed?
What do you mean?
Like, was that around the time? When did he pass?
He passed recently.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. And then, like, a few weeks later, you did that. We had the Petite, and then you did
Pearsall.
Yeah. And then you did it. I think that's why you went out to it.
Mm. Well, I don't know. It was just, like, relevant on my radar. But you're probably too young to even to have, like, known. You're probably, like, in sixth grade when these fools, when Jay-Z was having
open up. I don't think I was allowed to listen to half that stuff with my mom. I remember my...
good thing my mom didn't speak English, bro. She didn't speak English. So I was jamming everything. Fuck police. I was jamming all that CIA shit. Have you gone down that rabbit hole, bro? Gangster rap was a psyop.
I've seen some of it. I haven't gotten too deep into it.
I used to be surface level about that one. Where it was just like, I think
it makes sense though. Like I just haven't dived into it because I was like, I don't really want to go.
Once I think there's certain details that have arisen where it's kind of like, oh, okay, I could see how they orchestrated this shit.
The more demoralization of the culture?
Well, the people who are good at demoralizing motherfuckers, they was involved in the shit. So that was added ammunition.
Peace, yeah.
To the conspiracy. I don't want to say who specifically, because y'all already see how they did Kanye when he started pointing out coincidences of who all be owning and running and calling shots. But basically, bro, like the fact that, you know, the prison industrial complex, how just the amount of shares that the same people, I guess the same entities, almost like your Vanguard Black Rocks of today, but back then, the amount of shares that they owned in both the music industry, which shapes culture, and the prisons. And that was a big factor. Just like, you can't overlook the fact. And I mean, allegedly there were like meetings. There was like a conscious effort and having to persuade record label people like, no, give us more of this. Give us some ignorant shit. And because it really does put you in a trance, bro. Like, there's some head busting ass shit that if you just make that, I'm not there anymore. But like, if you make that part of your, it's just your daily, it becomes like an affirmation, bro. It's just like,
yeah, it's just in your head. That's all you're
so
thinking about, yeah.
Much. And then the frequency is like Kanye said. He was like, man, I damn near was working for the devil with the frequencies and the energy of what we were putting out there. And you reap what you sow. And you know, and you could just tell, like in the music, in hip hop, where they got away from pushing like conscious rap artists, like artists who were just like, we're not gangsters, we're just IMCs. It's like, yeah, they don't put them out. You know, they don't even have a chance.
Yeah, who do you have conscious right now?
Right now, bro.
Cole, maybe? A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, compare. He's not out there pushing. I mean, Nas was on some fucking regular ass rap shit, like fucking New York's, you know, Bang Bang, Stick 'Em Up, Uchi Wally.
So, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just out of the loop, but but anyway, my point is, I could see how gangster rap was just a big old fucking psyop, bro. Like intelligence agencies and shit. Like, we want to fucking manipulate the culture. And it makes you look at human beings a certain way where it's like, we're so like malleable. You know what I mean? Like, culture can really, you know, be transformed. If you have enough power and clout to where you can like pull the strings of certain things. Have you seen that clip? It's from some movie, but the guy says, well, what do you do when life gives you lemons? And he's like, make lemonade. He's like, no, first you copyright the seeds and then you sue the farmers after. And it's like, and then he's like, you have Apple make the new operating system called Lemon. And he's like, it's a hashtag. And it's like,
I have not seen
it's
that.
Like Billie Eilish concert. Was it dope? No, that shit was lemon. And it's like, in other words, he goes through this whole intricate thing of like, no, you fucking get with De Beers and put out yellow diamonds and call them hoes lemon drops. And then like you make that the word of the summer. And then it's like basically Taylor Swift dating homeboy who's pushing the jab, the quarterback, who's they probably going to go to the Super Bowl. And then Taylor Swift going to turn around and tell you who to vote for. And it's just all a big old fucking psyop. Big old scripted ass bullshit, bro. And I'm not even high right now.
He ain't even high right now.
I ain't even high right now.
He's on that red pill blend.
You know what I'm saying?
What's up?
I'm high on that red pill blend. I'm high on freedom and life, bro.
Yeah.
Like, dude, we get to do this show. We get to say what we want to say. Most of the stuff we want to say. If you want to hear the raw, uncut, exclusivo, man, you got to hit that patreon.com/redpillthemolis.
You want to see the episode with Chingles really high? That's the show.
Yeah, the high episodes. You want those. This public.
That's premium.
You get the sober.
That's episode. Premium. That's premium episodes right there. It's premium.
Yeah.
Premiere.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, man. So, how do you feel about this Jay-Z story?
I thought it was cool. I like the way I break it down a different way. Like, you saw it that way. I just saw it in storytelling fashion where I was like, oh, dude. He really told that story like a damn, almost like a damn near comedian. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. He was really good at storytelling. That's what freaked me out. I was like, oh, shit.
Because it had all the twists and the turns and the punchlines.
Yeah, and I've heard stories about Jay-Z. Like, people talk about, like, how he's such a good businessman and stuff like that. And then you hear how well he's good at telling stories. I'm like, fuck.
I mean, he's good as
fuck. He's got a lot of shit.
I mean, he's good at rapping. He can rap his ass off.
No, for sure.
I'll give him that.
But just the way he told the story, it's like he's reminiscing about, like, dude, I had to follow DMX. That shit was crazy. And then the punchline of like, it's a hard knock.
Yeah, the voices, yeah.
Hilarious, yeah. So it was interesting to see. I had never seen Jay-Z in that light before. So I thought it was a cool video. I was like, I wonder how Ching's gonna react to this.
I think it was a great video. This next clip right here, I was curious how it went today when you was recording my wife for her podcast. But anyway, here's a video right here about work husbands.
Oh, it's my white wife.
Oh, the infamous white wife.
Hang on, I'll introduce you.
Oh, hey, hi, hubby.
Sorry, I meant to introduce you to Ellie.
Oh, my God, Ellie. Hi, so nice to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
Me too. It's nice to put a face to the name.
Where's my proper good morning?
Oh.
What are you doing?
What?
Why did you kiss her?
Because she's my work wife.
I'm your wife?
Are you okay, Ellie?
Nah, not really. You're kissing my husband.
He's my husband too, he's my work husband.
That's not a real thing.
Well, our work marriage license would say different.
You got married?
Yes, I told you that.
No, you didn't. How was it even legal?
We just came back from a honeymoon.
What are you talking about?
I told you, I said we went on a honeymoon to Fiji.
I thought that was a continuation of the joke.
I have been nothing but transparent with you, and now I feel like you're making me out to be the bad guy.
Transparent is not the word I'd use, Rowan.
I even told you well in advance when we took out our work mortgage.
Wait, now, so you own property together? Like, I mean, what else am I missing?
Daddy!
Hey,
oh, darling!
It's son!
Son?
Yeah, it's our work son.
Bam. Yeah, man. So how'd it go podcasting with my wife today, bro?
Went great.
How great did it go?
I don't know. You guys watch the episode, you let us know.
Yeah.
No, it went good. It went good. We were talking about relationships and married people.
Just checking, man. Just making sure you're not the work husband, bro. That was a funny ass skit. I don't know where these people were from. I couldn't figure out the accent. Like, okay, what is this?
I saw the clip and I was like, bro, we gotta see what Chingo thinks about this.
That was funny. And I told Juan, I was like, after I watched it, I was like, bro, I was like, people don't really be trying to, like, they're not, people aren't okay with their significant other having a work wife or husband. And Juan's like, yeah, some people don't. They don't.
Some
care.
People don't care. And sometimes this was like awkward. This is the awkward stuff too. Is like sometimes, because I've seen this happen too. Is like when I've had friends in the workplace, like I've seen them bring their husband or them bring their wives to whatever, like, or like the Christmas parties or something. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, nobody says shit about it, but everybody knows, like, y'all be flirting in the, yeah, why don't y'all bring it up now, bitch? Like, why aren't y'all bringing it up now?
Why ain't hugging Chris now?
Hey, why y'all cordial now?
Why Chris ain't get his morning hug?
Yeah, stuff like yeah. that. But, like, there's other times where it's just like, oh, hey, what, you know, what's up? Like, it's weird. It's a weird little. That's why I don't work in call centers no more.
Yeah. And now let me ask you this. You consider that like cheating-ish?
It can be, man. It can be. Because I think it's disrespectful. I think it's disrespectful in so many ways where it's like that. Where you give like an inch and it's like it's insinuating. You know what I mean? It's like,
especially if they're funnier than you or like they remember certain details of like certain things like better than you, or they got something over you, like you show up and you meet the little work husband, they probably dress better, you know what I mean? They got something.
But it's disrespectful in the sense too that like those are the people you see most of the day, like, you know what I mean? Like, even when you're at home,
you're around them a lot.
Yeah, even when you're at home with your husband or wife or kids or whatever, you're only seeing them for a few hours a day.
You don't see them.
You're like over there for 8 hours, and yeah, you could be working, but a lot of times you're still interacting with them. Mm-hmm. And like in other coworkers' minds, it's almost like, man, are you even happy in your marriage? Because like you're over here, y'all like, flirting and fun. Shit. Yeah,
y'all came back from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
giggling.
Yeah, it's very. I think it's disrespectful. I don't think people should play like that, honestly.
Yeah,
and some people would say like, no, that's insecure. You're being no. It's like that's literally like a you're letting a foothold into your marriage where it's like it could have been cool, but then it could always turn into something quick.
Uh-huh. Not only that, hey, she must be thinking about, oh boy, you over here trying to, you know what I'm saying? Y'all in the room, y'all in the bed, and she mess around thinking about coworker.
Oh, I didn't even think about that, but yeah.
Come on, man.
Shoot.
Come on. Hey, it's cold out here, bro.
He bought her Chick-fil-A today.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Well, why you got your eyes closed? Who you thinking about?
That's hilarious. No, you know? I
gotta respect it, bro. Why you think I'm damn near a bluebell, bro?
Dude, they gotta honestly, when I worked in general population,
you was in GP.
When I was in GP with 9 to 5, there was a lot.
A litany of hoes.
No, just, well, I guess so, but a lot of cheating.
What job was this, bro?
Banking.
So in banking, and you would see, like, hey, banking. What y'all doing?
And not just a few banks, like.
What was it?
All the banks. There's different ones. I worked at Wells Fargo. Okay. I worked at the actual branch at Wells Fargo.
And you would tellers was cheating? A manager? Like, how could you tell?
I can't break some of that down. Well, I mean, because it was a small branch.
Okay, don't say who, what, where.
I'm not going to say who, what, where.
I'm just saying, like, you see hand holding, or you see them hop out the same car. What do you see? Hickeys, giggling?
Some stuff I can't say, because whatever.
You done seen some stuff.
But I done heard some stuff. I done then seen some stuff. I got confirmation on some stuff, and I was like, what? So, yeah.
Okay.
And then I worked at a call center at Wells Fargo as well. Call center, Wells Fargo. Then a Citibank call center and a Chase call center. So I've seen all the call centers. And
so they be showing
up. There's not one innocent call center I've ever been a part of.
I worked at a call center, but I wasn't there long enough to, like, see anything or really get to know anything.
I will drop this knowledge, though, if anybody's watching from the old stomping grounds at Citibank or anybody knows people. Anyways, there was this place at Citibank called the Reflection Room. Okay? Okay? And that Reflection Room, you could go in there, maybe do some homework.
And get you some.
Maybe just
get some.
But that is, it's being in use, and maybe just chill. Maybe you just want to chill.
They had windows,
or no, it was like that one or whatever. But apparently, that place was used for
quickies, and you can lock the door
for sin.
You can lock the door.
Yeah, actually, you know where that Reflection Room was? Because I forgot Chingle used to work there. You know where that Reflection Room was?
Tell me.
The mail room. Mail room's here. Right next over here is
right by the mail room.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was.
You know where the gym used to be? Did
I don't remember the gym.
There? Okay, there was a gym. And then, okay, so maybe that came after you.
I don't remember the gym.
Yeah, they had a gym.
And then from what I remember, like, where they had me stuffing envelopes, it wasn't even really a mail room. It was almost like a whole, like, they had us just, like, y'all just use that little desk right there. Mm. But it was, like, open. It wasn't really like a room.
Mm.
Okay. Wow.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Bunch of sinny sin.
Let us know in the comments if you want to drop a dime on somebody doing some sinny sin sin. You know, we ain't gonna call you insecure. You know what I'm saying? Because
I ain't dropping any names just for anybody watching, so don't be coming at my phone.
But that's crazy though, man. They need to clean the Reflection Room.
Oh no, they disbanded it because I think they caught somebody. I think they caught some people. So they disbanded the Reflection Room. So if you're wondering why there's no Reflection Room, somebody got busted.
Because they went in there and weren't reflecting.
What they didn't realize, there's a camera up over here.
For real?
Well, it wasn't in the room, but, like, it was facing the room. So I bet you they were like, those people have been in there for a very long time or whatever it was. And they probably just was like,
they coming out.
What y'all doing here? Or maybe they were suspicious. Making animal noises. Who knows?
They came out looking real suspicious. Let's get into this clip, man, about about insecure men versus secure men, according to this chick.
Is they select wisely. They select a woman, and if she's doing behavior that's not good and they can't accept, they remove themselves. What insecure men will do is select poorly and then almost shake her to be better, like keep begging her. And that's why women start to call a man insecure, because you don't like a lot of me, but you can't leave me, so that makes you insecure. Whereas a secure man, you don't like a lot of me, you leave me. So we don't call that guy insecure. We call the guy that keeps blowing up our phone knowing that we're going to go out every weekend, keeps shouting and screaming every time we post a bikini picture, but will still be with me and still pay for dinner and all that stuff. So that's the guy we call insecure, the one that can't let go. I find it so bizarre that women will post bikini pictures and then get mad if their man likes a bikini picture. You are contributing to the same problem that you see in your relationship. You are fueling that same fire in either somebody else's relationship or your own. You are creating the same men that you don't like. The ones that are tapping like on your pictures, you're creating that as well when you're posting like that. So I think if a
sound like they talking about some simps on here, bro. like, man, she was being kind of like rude to, she said, we call them kind of dudes insecure and them other dudes.
She was breaking it down in the sense like she's basically calling out the chicks for doing this to some of the guys, because she's saying that the women are like, there's like a tactic they use of saying like, oh, you're just insecure, like, you know,
because, you know, my bikini pics
and you like her bikini pics and blah blah blah. It's like,
now you're just toxic.
Hold up, you're doing the same shit that you're over here not expecting your guy to do, but you're actually posting that. No, but I love him. It's like, bitch,
you're showing your behind to the world.
All this is terrible. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, and so there's a whole thing there.
That's why I think, like, rule of thumb, man. Like, I mean, whatever other relationships, whatever works for y'all, whatever y'all do, that's y'all's business. But in my opinion, from the outside looking in, it just don't look right, bro. Like, if somebody's chick is out there putting out all the goodies for the world to see on social media, on the devil's platform, and knowing all these fools on here drooling and liking and leaving comments and shit, and you know what I mean? And you just going along with the shit.
Yeah, I mean, but with the, I see what you're saying, but like, those guys just, it's weird, because there's different ways to go about dating, and some people just are just a glutton for like punishment, but like, they'll go to dating profiles and maybe not have a bikini pic or whatever it is. And then go to their, like, they get in a, maybe they go on a date or something, and they're like, cool, yeah, we're dating. And then they have them there. They can't just be like, okay, you got to take that shit down. You know?
Oh, in other words, you got into the relationship with her, and she was already posting.
Yeah, and you're trying to make demands. You know, it's kind of like, well, that's not how it kind of works. You know what I mean? Especially right now in the climate. But it's a tough one, honestly, but at the same time, it's like, it depends, because that's just the type of girls that you're dealing with. Like,
well, the fellas too, like, if you know, if you're in a relationship, and you know, that's why I had to unfollow all these hoes, man. The ones that was showing too much, it's like, ooh, unfollow. Like, the minute you get to showing too much, unfollow, because I'm 44. I'm married. I'm super married. Super married, super locked down, happy. You know what I mean? Wife and kids, house, all that shit.
Getting choked during jiu-jitsu and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I mean?
It's just, and yes, it, you know, part of it, of course, the main part is like, well, you know, out of respect for my wife, I'm not out here being thirsty, following a whole bunch of hoes and shit, liking pics and all this type of stuff. But besides that, just in general, it's like, why am I going to give a hoe a satisfaction of like, Chingo Blaine be all on my page. You know what I mean? He be following me. He be trying to look at pictures and all this stuff. So I don't know. Maybe because I'm older. You know, I mean, it's not that my libido is gone or nothing like that. That's not what I mean by older. I mean, like, it's just the wisdom and the discernment of like, that ain't even fly. You out here looking thirsty. You know what I'm saying? That's like little youngster shit. Like, I follow a whole bunch of hoes, and I just be double tapping all the pictures, and that's just gonna lead you down the road of destruction, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yeah, I got called insecure
yesterday,
2 weeks ago, like two.
About two weeks why? Ago? Who?
So, if you're watching this, I'm not calling you, putting you on blast or anything. I'm just saying the situation what had happened. So then, what had happened was, was talking to somebody, right? And then they were messaging back and forth. And I was like, okay, cool. Maybe we go out or whatever, right? Okay. Then, what did I ask?
Shit. Why you got your booty out on the internet?
Well, I had my phone recording. But, no, it wasn't that. It was, because she wasn't posting anything like that. It wasn't even, she was real, whatever. So I was like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. And what did I ask?
I asked something.
No, I asked the question of, I know what happened. I know what led up to it. I'm just trying to remember what the initial question was. I forgot what the initial question was. But the initial question was asking a question about, like, I don't know.
Do you always wear a bikini on Instagram?
No, it was just a regular question, dude. I forgot. I was like, I don't know if it was like, where do you usually go, or what is something you like to do? Some just a regular basic ass question. It was a general question,
and it got triggered.
No. Didn't get a response. So I was like, okay, cool. But prior to that, there was other conversations where she had said, well, you know, one of my exes taught me how to play the game. So that was like, she said that like a while ago. Ooh. So I was like, okay, well, that was just in the back of my, that was just a little in the back of the head.
Just a little baby riff, right?
Yeah. Then there was another thing of, what was the other thing? There was three red flags, and I was like, oh, okay, this was the third one. The third one was the not response, but so there was the game one, and then prior to that, there was the what was the other? Some about, I'm generally bored, like most of the time. Like she's like, oh, I'm bored. I'm watching this. I was like, oh, okay, so you don't really have a lot of time, extra time to do stuff. So then when she didn't respond, I was like, oh. So she didn't respond. Either she's not interested or she's talking to somebody else. So I picked that up, right?
How you going to be bored, but you're not replying?
The other thing, the other red flag was,
that's a whole bunch of red flags, bro. Well, do they listen to RPT?
I don't fucking know. I'm just throwing this out there. So,
for y'all's entertainment.
And then the other red flag, was when I initially asked, so like, because she kept sending me like memes or something, and I was like, oh, okay, blah, 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 blah. And then I asked her, I was like, are you single? Like, I just straight up asked, and I like, are you single? Are you dating somebody? Are you talking to somebody? And she said, I'm single. Like, but she waited like a whole 2 days before she, and I was like, wow, that was the slowest reply, whatever. So, but again, I wasn't trying to talk like that. Yeah. Then she finally responded like 2 days later, and that's how it started. Yeah. Okay. And I was like, okay. And then we started talking, and then she started giving me more attention. And I was like, okay, cool. And then these other things happened, and I was like, okay. And then finally, when she didn't respond this last one, this was just a basic question of like, what are something you like to eat or something like that. It was like a basic one. She never responded. She waited about 25 hours.
It sounded like she waited a day after every response.
No. The other time she was fine. Then all of a sudden she waited a day. So I was like, oh, okay. So this is either she's talking to somebody else.
Or she's trying to see what kind of hoops she can make you jump
through. Whatever. I don't know. But
so let me see how thirsty this motherfucker
is. So this is where I got called insecure. So I waited 24 hours. I literally watched and I was like, okay, that's 24 hours. I give her one more hour. Cause I was like,
after that, this bitch canceled.
I was like, all right, she already has four flags.
Bitch, you on hour 23, bitch.
And you just went 24 hours. And I asked you a basic question. So then,
third flag.
My next thing was, so how many guys are you talking to? That was my question. Because at this point, I'm like, okay. So she's always bored. But then she said she was single. She avoided the other question. She just said single. And then she's like, you know, she's
where
not
you
doing
meet
it.
This person at
so I just she was on my thing. I she kept sending me fucking memes and I was like, cool.
Oh, like
so
DMing you.
Yeah, so I was like, okay. And so then I said, how many guys are you talking to?
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
And she goes, oh my God, that's the most insecure question. Who asked that? And I said, I do, because I'm literally asking and you're dodging the question now. So I go, I just tell you. She goes, too many. And then I go, okay, cool. So let me do you a favor and let me, what did I say?
You're going to have one less dude?
No, it was something like, let me do you a favor and I'm going to go ahead and exit out of that so you don't have to worry about it. And she goes, oh my God, you ask me stupid questions, I'm going to give you stupid answers. And I go, you only reply to the stupid questions. She goes, damn. Yeah, so it was a back and forth. But it wasn't anything crazy. I go, I'm not mad or anything. I was literally just asking you so that I don't waste my time. And you're over here wasting time. And she's like, what? Because I go, you literally told me you were bored most of the time. And now you're like, doesn't respond.
She don't know about Dr. Juan.
Yeah, so then she's trying to
know about the red pill space.
She's like, who would ask that question? I go, I did. And she goes, that's a very insecure question. I go, no, no, no. The question was not insecure. The insecure would be like me not being secure enough to tell you straight to your face, how many guys are you talking to and calling you on your bullshit? If I were insecure, I would have not said anything in hopes to like try to sleep with you, get on a date or anything. I'm literally telling you, no, no, no. We're going to stop talking now. Like, that's it for me.
It's luxury chilling. Yeah.
Dude, who don't give me the advice?
Fuck you mean. Fuck so, you. This ain't no middle of the mall chilling.
Yeah, so I was like, no, no. I'm basically stating a fact. Like, this is what happened. This is how it played out. And I told you, I'm not going to go into that. So that
she loved it. She's like, oh my God, you're so cutthroat.
So that I can be good with your time and my time. And she we're not doing it. Anything.
I've never met anyone like you. It's Chile for the soul, dude, baby.
I thought it was hilarious because I was just like, all right, lady. I was like, okay, whatever. And she like, but I was like, wow. Like anywhere before, I would have been like, no, I'm not being insecure. But I was like, wow, like this is literally the people I'm like dealing with right now. Like these people, like that's how they do it. And so they're trying to like, they'll throw the, you're insecure. It's like, no, I don't think you understand what that means. I think that's just like a blanket term people are throwing around just to make guys feel like shame about like, oh my God, you're making me feel bad.
How dare you?
It's like, bitch, you're talking to multiple people. What are you talking about?
How dare you call me on my bullshit? Just for that.
Watch so it. I thought I'd share the show. I thought I'd share with the show.
Wow. Yeah, man. Thank you for sharing.
I didn't say the person's name, so don't get all mad if you're watching this now.
All the agents of the Thea, mount up. All the agents of the Thea, like, who is this bitch? So we can cuss her out for you.
Nah, I ain't doing any of that. It was literally just like, oh, she keeps sending me
memes. I'm proud of you, like, though. That was gangster. That's Theo, so I'm going to tell Theo Hoover about
it. I'll show the messages after.
How you handled it.
Hilarious.
And this is all via DM or cell phone text?
It was a DM. And then it, oh, no, these were texts. Yeah, it had conversed from DM to text.
Where does person live, bro? You allowed to say? This state?
I ain't saying nothing.
Is it far? Mm. Okay.
No, it ain't far. It's in the state.
Oh, okay.
It ain't no fucking other country. I'm not no fucking passport, bro.
All right. Freer, Texas. Christmas party. by a deduction, I'm just going to guess Freer, Texas. Man, bro.
Meet us in Freer.
That's so interesting, bro. Like, you went straight red pill space on that lady.
Look, I'll be doing some investigation work for you guys, all right? Trying to get the man on the streets.
Man.
That happened.
You literally had to call a bitch out.
That happened.
That's interesting, bro. That's like right on time with that particular clip.
Speaking of time, we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Because we got some other stuff might be a little bit too deep for this public episode.
We'll go to the last one. What was the last one?
The Charlemagne thing.
Yeah. You want to talk about that or no? Oh, we'll do it on the next one.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, well, guys.
Hey, it's all good. Hey, if you want to hear more convo,
you want to hear about those.
Patreon.com/
We're talking with Vic. Who we talking about? Yeah. With Vic, we're talking about P. Diddy. We talking about some other stuff. Yep. So y'all come see it.
Come pull up. You know what I'm saying? And if you trifling, you know what I'm saying? Quit calling people insecure. All right, this concludes RPT, man. We'll see you next time. Patreon.com/ Red Pill Tamales. Much love. Sass.